Okay, this is Parak Yotess and Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim as we bring this section of the Rambam to a close. The Rambam is going to just have some final words to say about some halachas related to Pigol and Nosar and Toma. Halacha Aleph, mitzvah says, say, Lister of Kolokachim Shenitmu. So there's a positive commandment to burn any korban that's become Tame. Shenemar v'habasar sheyigab v'chol tameh lo yichal v'eishi sarif. V'chein ha-Nosar, so to any leftover korban, mitzvah says, say, Lissarfo. There's a positive commandment to burn it. Shenemar v'hanosar v'sar zevach yom ha-shi v'eishi sarif. V'chal ha-Nosar ha-Pigol. So under the category of Nosar is Pigol. So the general principle is any korban that becomes pasul, it must be burnt. So the moment a korban either becomes the stat acquires the status of pigol or becomes pasul, you burn it in the mikdash immediately. Anytime there's a pasul that's added out of a suffik, to ubar to rust, you wait for it to rot, and then you burn it inside the mikdash. So when it comes to bulls and goats that need to be burnt, yesh behem safek imalina bayetzia kodem shagizmanam letzes poselas pasarim kimirayan or ino poselas pasarim. So it's an interesting question. The question is that let's say you leave them out overnight, okay, or you take them outside prior to the time when the what they called their meat would be disqualified to be burnt or eaten. Would that create a state of psul or not? So that's why we're machmir. We say it is pasul, and we burn it inside the mikdash area. So too, you have another suffix. Let's say you have half of an animal was taken out, including, let's say, the majority of one part of it, or one limb, or what do you call it, or not. The question is that considered rov behem or not? So such a case, this animal is considered a pasul misafek, and you burn it inside the mikdash. V'chein, im nasum chamisha lotzian, let's say five people carried this animal, this korban, to take it outside. V'yotzin shlosha, three took it out, then yishar shnayim, where two were still in. V'yotzia shlosha chatzia behema, the third stuck out half the animal. Harei lo nifsulu misafek, v'yishu gozaras. Again, this is a pasul, this is a pasul misafek, you should burn it inside the mikdash area. V'yirli, the Rambam surmises, these cases, you don't have to wait for them to rot before you burn them. Because what's going to happen to them anyway? They're supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, so why wait? Anytime meat is found inside the mikdash area, okay, so that means what do you call the limbs of the ola or pieces of the chatas, the nimsa b'yishlaim shlamim, and inside yishlaim itself, it's a shlamim sacrifice. So all of them, you have to leave them to rot, the yotzal basis refa, and take them to the burning area, shema nosarhu, because maybe they are nosar, the leftovers. So again, these are all cases where you find these areas, either in the mikdash lying around or in yushalayim. Imkein mahol shetiyach cheskasa olo chatas shlamim. So what do we care if it's, what do you call it, if it's an olo or chatas shlamim? Misha avar v'acha, for the person who, what do you call it, who was over the yester and ate. Ain sorfen as a nosar. Now you only burn nosar during the day, shenemar, and leftover korban during the day, shenemar b'yom hashlishi, b'yom hashli v'eishis reif. It's only during the daytime. Halachay, na'af apisha shlamim asurim v'achilem v'chiyas l'al shlishi. So even though you're not allowed to eat a shlamim, right, from the beginning of the third day after it was brought, ain sarfa nosar el b'yom. You still wait until daytime of the third day to burn it. V'emizvana b'en shalab b'zmanu. Whether it is at the right time or not the right time. V'chein a pigol, so too by pigol, and a nisraf el b'yom. Pigol is only burnt during the day. V'ein sreifas tamei, even nosar pigol. Burning either a tame nosar pigol korban doches yomtov does not push off yomtov v'insar tamei shabbos, and of course that's a push off shabbos. Umutar lister of tame nosar pigol kechad can also to be economical burn a korban that's tame, another korban that's nosar, another korban that's pigol together as one. So the meat of a korban of the highest level korban that became tame inside the mikdash shorfen osav with them, you burn it inside the mikdash. The nitma b'chutz if it got tame outside the mikdash shorfen osav b'chutz, it's burnt outside. It doesn't matter if the tuma was primary or secondary. So in the times of the what it called the kohanim never held back from burning together meat, the korban meat that became tuma from primary tuma with secondary. So even though you're adding tuma to tuma, and we'll see this later. Because the third level, third tier tumah that touches the first, yachzor sheni kamoshis barim koma. will we go back a second, like the Rambam will explain later. Lo, not only that, Elafilu Shemen, Shinifsal Batful Yom Shahu Shlishi, Murtalikun Shamatechas, Shinagabatame, Shanir Avatuma. So let's say oil became possible by somebody who had gone to the mikvah, but the time of Tumah has not ended, which is a Shlishi of Tumah. It's permitted to light the nair, what do you call it, light a candle that in a kli that's matachas that touched a tamei mace, a primary. Shanir avatama. Afi shezeh shemen nasa rishon, even though the oil now becomes a rishon v'tumah, because yigav a nair when it touches the oil lamp. Ho v'yisham shum tumah ein makbin al tosafasa. So there already was tumah there. So we don't get makbin. We're not concerned about adding to it. Vein yizhar an element of tahor shelo yusal. And we're only concerned about tahor that doesn't become possible. But adding tumah to tumah, we don't concern ourselves with. Lach azayin. And no social kachim kalim, sofer no so, bailo b'batein. So any leftover from the lower level korbanos, that's again, no sir, meaning us are leftover, it would be burnt by the owners in their homes. Halacha ches, mish yatsim Yushalayim, someone who leaves Yushalayim, v'nizka sheish v'yadu basar kodesh. Let's say on the way out, he remembers that he has in his bag, let's say, a piece of korban. Im avar hatzufin, sofer mukama. So if he passes the har scopus area, he burns in its place. If not, he goes to Kazayas and more. He goes back to burn it in Yerushalayim. But if he's a guest and he's nowhere to burn it, he should burn it before he gets to the Mikdash with the wood that would have been used for the Mizbeach itself. Okay, any bones that do not have marrow inside them, do not get burnt except for the bones of the Korban Pesach. So we already learned, okay, the Rambam has already explained, and when a korban comes possible after you take off the hides, okay, it goes to the kohanim or the owners, like lesser level korbanos. Let's say it became possible prior to the hides, skinning the hides, or kibasar v'yisraf hakol. So the hides are like the meat, and you burn everything. So too, a korban that you peel the hides off and it became trefa, oshem nifsal machsheves hazman, machsheves hamakom, or it came pasal through the wrong time intention or the wrong place intention, hol v'lo nirtza hazebach, the korban's not accepted, yisraf or the hides are burnt, bein kachet kachem, bein kachet hom, doesn't matter the level of korban. Avim nasem machsheves shenu hashem, but if the wrong objective was thought about during the korban, afi shlo oilo lo bailim, even though the bailim don't fulfill the obligation, Hol v'nirtza is accepted. Haraya or the kohanim, the hides for the kohanim, all the ba'al the onus k'mosh miranu. The zevach shehufshar kodem zrika in a posel. Now a korban that was that the hides were taken off prior to the zrika being done, then we're not worried about psul in that situation. Lachiyud. Now elu hein hanisrafin. So these are the parts of the korban that should be burnt. Basar kodesh nitzma onosar nifsal. Okay, so basar that's hakdesh that became tameh or was left over or became posel. V'chein mincha, a flower offering, shenitmeis became tama and nifsla or nosra, or became pasul or nosar. Basham tali, so to a certain type of guilt offering, shenodalo shelochata, that he knows, he finds out he didn't commit a chait. Konam shenisro dama, before the blood sprinkled. V'chata sa'of habal, a safek, so to the bird sin offering that comes out of a safek. V'se'ar nazir tahor, right? So to the hair of the nazir that is pure. Now orla ukilai karam, so orla produce and kilai karam, which remember that so a long time ago, from mixed up species from produce, the davish in dark lisarif, and so do things that are not normally burnt could go mashkin shel orla but shel kilai karam. So obviously, like for instance, the juice from orla produce, hari eliyakru. So those, since they can't be burnt, are buried. Halachid aleph, ilahim anik barim. These are the ones that are buried. Kachem shemesu, so a korban that dies, bein kachem shbeach, bein kachem bedek bayis, whether it's going to be burnt on the altar or whether it's going to be donated to the mikdash for upkeep, kachem shepilu nefel, right? So a korban that, let's say, miscarried, hepilu shalya tikaver, so to, let's say, a fetus that was aborted also should be buried, b'shor niskal, a shore that gets stoned to death, the egla rufa, which we'll see later. That's, of course, the broken neck case by the person who's murdered between two cities. The tzipure mitzora. So this refers to the birds that are used for the taras. The seyar nazir tameh. So to the hair from a nazir becomes tameh. Upetar chamor. So we saw that. That is the, what do you call it? The firstborn donkey, the fourth redeemed. Ubasar b'chalav. Okay. Basar mix b'chalav. The chulun shenishkatu b'azara. And so to ordinary animals that were shechted inside of the mikdash area. Halach yubeis. Ha'oreg mole hasit misar nazir. So somebody who goes ahead and sews the length of a seat from the hair of an Azir, we pet the Hummer as well as from the donkey, Basak Yidla. So it should be basically burnt. Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol Nikbaran Ifaran Asur. So anything that's buried, so the ashes from it, you cannot benefit from them. B'chol Nisrafin Shal Hekdesh, but any burnt from that which is Hekdesh, Ifaran Mutter, so the ashes are Mutter, Chutz Mideshen HaMizbeach, Chitzam Vimu Mishnah Menorah, except for the ashes from the Mizbeach, the Adam Mizbeach, the Inner Mizbeach, and the leftovers from the menorah. Halach Yudal, Kol Nisrafin Mal Yibaru, anything burnt shouldn't be buried. Anything buried should not be burnt. Even if they are stringent in their burning, we're lenient by their ashes. Because ashes that are buried are actually usher. And finally, so let's say a person brings a korban with a kohen, and he says, it became pigle. Or he did it with them when he was, said he was tahar, but then he said he was tamei. Neman, we believe him. Lo nechshu Yisrael kach, because you don't get suspicious of a Jew on such a thing. About imam or lo, he said to him, zvachem shekor afti lacha, but osa yom nispaglu. Let's say he says, then listen, the korbanos that I brought today were pigo. Those on taros nitzmu, and those ones where they're pure are not. Imayan neman lo somech advarav. If we believe them, we would rely on what he's saying. Vimlav shuris adin sheinu neman. Right, but if we go, what do you call it? If not, basically going by the letter of the law, we don't have to really rely on his nemanis. The roads of the hachmer not some reason to show. If someone wants to be machmer, is deserving of praise. That ends Hilchos Psulei Hamukdashin, and we will pick up Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim on Sunday. Shabbat Shalom.